This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Ever got frustrated or upset at a kid outside of my own until yesterday?
What happened?
I encountered like a demon kid and I wanted to pick him up and javelin throw him. I was so mad at him.
Okay, well, what led to this?
I went to like a play park in Irvine with my son. It was outside, it was a beautiful day, and there were these huge building blocks, like big building blocks, and he wanted to like build a fortress. So I was sweating. I helped him build this fortress. It took an hour. I was sweating and he was so happy. All of a sudden, we just finished. This little demon kid came running up and literally bulldozed the whole thing down. He did wall after wall. He did one wall.
He came through like the Kool-Aid man, just busted through the wall.
He had his two hands out and he just went straight into it. And I'm like, okay, he just did one wall. There's like four walls of this fortress. Then he did the second one. Then he did the third one.
At what point did you say, hey, kid, stop?
Never.
Why?
I didn't know what to do. I've never encountered this situation before.
Well, you can't put your hands on another person's kid, but I would have, hey, can you stop? And I would have said it loud enough so at least his parents would have heard.
And the worst thing was my son was looking at me going, Daddy, what are you going to do? What is this little demon kid doing? And I'm like, I've never seen behavior like this. Just bulldozed my house down that I'd spent an hour in the sun making with my son. And then I looked around for his parents. And I'm like, okay, if I do see his parents, do I say something to his parents or do I just leave it? Is it not worth it? Anyway, I couldn't even find his parents. The kid was running ragged.
Oh, that sounds about right.
So what do I do in that situation? Are you allowed to discipline a kid? Am I allowed to tell him what I think of him or not?
Well, no. You can't put your hands on him or anything, but I would have said something like, hey, that's enough. Go back to your mom and dad. And I probably would have said it loud enough, like I said, so that his parents would hopefully be within earshot of their kid and been like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because these situations are new to me. I didn't know what to do, and I ended up not doing anything, and I've been thinking about it since. Because what I wanted to do was throw him as far as I could. You can't do that.
No, yeah. Yeah, it would have landed you in jail.
So I should have said something, you think.
What would you have done in this situation? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog. Deal with bratty little feral children when you're out at a playpen because you had a fun little encounter with one.
Yeah, I spent an hour with these big building blocks with my son building like this fortress. We made it like 7 feet tall. I was sweating. He was sweating. We had a proud moment when it was finished. As soon as it was finished, this little demon kid came running and knocked the whole thing down wall after wall, one wall at a time, four walls. And my son's looking at me like, What are you going to do, Dad? And I wanted to pick the kid up and throw him in the pile he just made, but I can't do that, so I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I would definitely would have told him. I would have said something like, stop, or hey, that's enough, loud enough, so that hopefully the parents would hear, and then if they're in earshot, then they can take care of the demon child, as you referred to.
I hadn't experienced that moment before, so I got caught like a deer in headlights.
Angela and Corona, do you have some advice for a guy in this situation?
I would have took over my son or have him take over his son and let the parents know from his son's words how that made him feel, but that the child did. because I've had similar situations, and I let my son go over and tell the mom that the little girl pushed him off his bike, and the mom didn't say anything, like she didn't believe it. The little girl came up and said, "I didn't do anything. I didn't push him," and she ratted on herself. The parents know their kids are not good.
The only thing I worry about is that embarrassing for my son, though, to do that.
No, it's telling him to stick up for himself.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it ever since it happened. What I could have done better. 714 says that was a teachable moment for you, guy. You should have told this child to stop his behavior, but definitely don't lay hands on him.
Mm-mm.
Your son could have learned how to stand up for himself without being aggressive.
951 says, I agree with what Kelly said. You need to say something really loud, but then I also would have gave this kid the meanest, dirtiest look so that he knew not to mess with your kid anymore.
Yeah, I'm going through I wish I had my time over again. 951 is what I wanted to do too. I would have made that little mongrel cry in some discreet way.
Where's your mom and dad? Can they see you right now?